Hi everyone, it's Damien Griffiths here, the CEO of the First People's Disability Network. Thought I'd take the opportunity to update you on some of the things we've been doing over the past few weeks. Just in the last few days, I've returned from the United Nations in New York, where we attended the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disability Conference of State Parties. So what that means, it's a gathering of all the different countries from around the world who have signed the UN Convention to the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. There's a couple of very significant events that happened in New York. One of those was that Rosemary Kayes, a well-known Australian advocate and Australian person with disability, was elected to the UN Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disability. Rosemary's been a great friend of FPDN, and we really warmly welcome her election to that committee. And also I was given the opportunity to speak to the UN about the issue of Aboriginal prisoners with disabilities. So I can report that that session I was involved in was very well attended, and we had a number of people from around the world engaging with us. That was our opportunity to talk about the extraordinary rates of disability amongst the Aboriginal prison population, but also the other very serious human rights issue of indefinite detention of Aboriginal people with disability. So that's a situation where Aboriginal people with disability are detained in prison without conviction because they're considered to be unfit to plead due to the nature of their disability. And in some states in Australia, there is no supported accommodation environment, so effectively people are being kept in jail. So this is an extraordinary problem and major human rights issue, and one that people from around the world are very alarmed about. So it's good to have that opportunity to talk about that. Also, Evelyn Collins and June Reamer from FPDN participated in an event about women with disabilities, and I can report that Evelyn's presentation was very widely well received. She made some very strong statements around the issues for Aboriginal women with disability. And also Paul Calcott from FPDN, who many of you would know, also had the opportunity to talk about or represented an issue about around lesbian and gay, bisexual, transgender and intersex people. And that side event was the first time an event of that kind had been held at the UN convention meeting on the Conference of State Parties. So his participation in that was amazing too. And then more recently, I can inform listeners that we are about to commence a major national project called the Building Local Care Workforce Project. And that'll be about encouraging Aboriginal people to become employees in the areas of disability and aged care, but also encourage Aboriginal organisations to become providers under the National Disability Insurance Scheme, but also under disability services more generally, and also Aboriginal community organisations to become aged care providers. So to do this work, we'll have staff located around the country whose job will be to engage directly with communities in the regions in which they work to encourage Aboriginal people to get interested in the workforce, but also Aboriginal organisations to become providers. So we'll have staff located in New South Wales in Dubbo, Coffs Harbour and Nowra. In Queensland, we'll have a staff member in Townsville, South Australia in Port Augusta, and in Victoria in Mildura and Melbourne. So we're very much looking forward to that program, and we'll have more information about that on our website. But if you want to know more, you can always ring our office and we can tell you what's happening. So thanks for your time, and look forward to updating you again soon on some of the work we're doing here at the First People's Disability Network. Thanks very much. Bye.